Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world. Today on the program, you will hear stories from Mario Ritter, Anne Ball, and Kelly Jean Kelly. Later, Dorothy Gundy and Rick Heineman will bring us this week's Personal Technology Report. But first, here is Mario Ritter.
The election of Donald Trump as President of the United States has caused Vietnam to look for new trade deals. Vietnam wants to support exports to keep its economy strong if the U.S. Congress fails to approve the planned U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership. President-elect Trump also has been highly critical of the trade deal known as the TPP. Now, Vietnamese officials are taking steps to keep their country's factories from being hurt if the TPP is not put in place. Vietnam's economy has been dependent on the export of manufactured goods since the 1980s. Last year, Vietnam's economy grew 6.7%. Because the future of the TPP is unclear, observers say Vietnamese trade officials are seeking markets for their country's manufactured goods. These markets include China, Russia, and the European Union. 12 nations agreed to the TPP trade deal. Trump has said he will try to remove the United States from the agreement, which was signed in February after 10 years of negotiations. The nations that are a part of the TPP represent 40% of the global economy. Four of the 12 nations, including Vietnam, are in Southeast Asia. Experts believe Vietnam would have been one of the nations that gained the most from the agreement. But Vietnamese officials have worried since the middle of this year that the U.S. Congress would not approve the agreement before its time limit ends in February 2018. Oscar Mussens advises international businesses for the Desen Shira and Associates Company in Ho Chi Minh City. He said, "I think they were already aware the TPP wouldn't work out. I think Vietnam already has lots of free trade agreements signed." Experts believe the TPP would have increased the size of Vietnam's economy, which is now about $193.6 billion. Trade deals permit exporters to pay lower tariffs, or even avoid them, when shipping goods into a country that is a trade partner. International companies that own factories in Vietnam include Intel, Samsung Electronics, and major Japanese car makers. Vietnam exports an estimated $29.9 billion in goods to the United States. That is more than it exports to any other country. American companies want to expand their operations in Vietnam because their Chinese operations are becoming increasingly costly. But about a month after the TPP trade agreement was signed, financial experts in Vietnam began to predict that the U.S. Congress might not approve it. In August, a group led by the Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister decided to delay the country's approval of the deal until other countries do so. Its next chance to approve the deal will come early next year. Vietnam and the EU completed negotiations on a trade deal this year. In October, Vietnam joined the 5-member Russian-led Eurasian Economic Union. The agreement gives Vietnam access to a market of 181 million people. Vietnam also is part of 16 free trade deals, including agreements signed by Southeast Asia's 10-member ASEAN Trading Group of countries. ASEAN has agreements with China, India, and Japan. Lui Nguyen started and is the editor of the news website Vietnam Advisors. He believes Vietnam will begin to pay more attention to trade agreements with smaller markets. I think the fact that Vietnam has not ratified the TPP is one indication. It would make sense that they would be sending out trade groups doing research in markets that are less competitive, he said. Vietnam is also likely to be part of the Chinese-led Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. The trade deal would include India. Neither China nor India is part of the TPP. Experts say it will take several years for negotiations to be completed. They consider the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership China's answer to the TPP. Fiara McKenna leads research at the stock trading company Ho Chi Minh City Securities. McKenna says many people are disappointed that the TPP seems to be headed for defeat, but few are surprised. He says another trade deal will be negotiated that will easily take the place of the TPP. McKenna says Vietnam's economy will be affected if the TPP does not go forward, but it will not be hurt too much. I'm Mario Ritter.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has said he killed suspected drug dealers while serving as mayor of the southern city of Davao. Duterte made the comment Monday as he spoke to a group of business leaders at the presidential palace in Manila. In Davao, I used to do it personally, Duterte said, referring to his 20-year term as mayor of the country's second-largest city. Just to show the guys that if I can do it, why can't you? He said. He added that he would ride around the city on a motorcycle looking for a situation, in his words, to be able to kill. The Philippine Justice Minister later told reporters that Duterte may have been exaggerating. Vitaliano Aguirre II said, "The president always resorts to hyperbole. He always exaggerates just to put his message across." Duterte was known for carrying out strong policies to crush crime as mayor of Davao. His critics, including rights group Human Rights Watch, accused him of using death squads to kill more than 1,000 people in Davao. Duterte was elected on a promise to greatly reduce crime and corruption across the Philippines. Since taking office in June, Duterte has been criticized for his extreme measures against illegal drug activities. Police and unofficial civilian security groups have killed more than 5,000 people since then. Human rights groups, the United Nations, and officials from the United States and European Union have all criticized Duterte's drug war. The Philippine president has rejected the criticism and promised to keep pushing forward with his anti-drug campaign. Duterte is set to take over leadership of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. The Philippines' period as chair of the 10-nation group begins in 2017. ASEAN member disputes over territory in the South China Sea is expected to be a main issue of discussion next year. The Philippines and China dispute large areas of the South China Sea. In July, an international court ruled in favor of the Philippines. China rejected the decision. Three ASEAN members, Vietnam, Malaysia, and Brunei, and Taiwan, also have claims in the sea. In the past, the Philippines strongly objected to Chinese action in disputed areas of the South China Sea. But Duterte has taken a softer position and moved to strengthen ties with China. Tim Johnston is with the non-governmental organization International Crisis Group. The chair of ASEAN has the power to set the agenda, Johnston said. What the chair has been used for historically is to cut things out of the agenda, particularly the South China Sea. The Philippine Department of Foreign Affairs says Duterte has identified maritime security and cooperation as one of his six top interests for 2017. Some Asia experts believe strong ASEAN movement in 2017 on the South China Sea could make China rethink its activities in the disputed waters. But they say that weak action, or none, could lead to additional Chinese development in the sea.
After years of political disputes, President Barack Obama and top U.S. congressional leaders have found something on which they can agree. The two sides believe there should be an official investigation of suspected Russian attacks on American computers and whether they influenced the 2016 presidential election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, have expressed support for such an investigation. "The Russians are not our friends," McConnell said. Ryan said an investigation by the House should not make anyone question Donald Trump's victory in the presidential election. But Ryan said foreign interference in a U.S. election is entirely unacceptable. He called possible involvement by Russia especially problematic. On Monday, Obama said he had ordered a complete examination of possible Russian cyber attacks. "The reason I have called for a review is really to just gather all the threads of the investigations, the intelligence work that has been done over many months, so that the public and our elected representatives going forward can find ways to prevent this kind of interference from having an impact on the elections in the future." Obama spoke on the Comedy Central television program, The Daily Show. The Central Intelligence Agency found that Russia interfered late in the election campaign to help Trump win the presidency. Trump has dismissed that CIA report. Experts said Russians attacked the computer systems of both the Republican and Democratic Party national committees. But they say the Russians targeted embarrassing emails involving the Democrats and their presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton. These emails were given to the WikiLeaks organization, which published them on its website. Democrats in Congress want to study the possibility of Russian involvement in the election separate from the investigation ordered by the president. Delaware Senator Chris Coons is a Democrat. Coons told VOA he is happy that congressional leaders from both parties have called for both public and private investigations. "I've heard evidence that convinces me that at the highest level, the Russian government was directly involved in trying to influence the outcome of our election," Coons said. "I think it is a shocking action by the Russian government and something that deserves close consideration, action, and response." Coons also said that the reports of Russian involvement in the election raise questions about President-elect Trump's ties to Russia because he refused to ever disclose his taxes during the course of the campaign. Earlier this week, Democratic Senators Benjamin Cardin, Dianne Feinstein, and Patrick Leahy called for the creation of an independent investigation. Trump has suggested the Democrats only want an investigation because they are unhappy that he won the election. Trump has repeatedly praised Russian President Vladimir Putin. Some members of the U.S. intelligence community believe Trump does not understand that Russia is a threat to U.S. national security. I'm Ann Ball.
This is what's trending today. This may be my last video. That was the message that Lena Shammy sent out on Monday in a Twitter video from Aleppo, Syria. Shammy is a supporter of the Syrian rebels fighting against President Bashar al-Assad. In her video message, she asked for the world to protest against the attacks by Assad's forces and his allies. Her message has been retweeted more than 30,000 times. She was not alone. Many other people posted videos of what they thought could be their last communication from Aleppo. Shootings and explosions can be heard in the background. Many had the same message. This may be my last call. Final message. I am very surprised I am tweeting right now and still alive. Farewell, hashtag Aleppo. The messages came out this week as fighting started again in Aleppo following a short ceasefire. Russia and Turkey worked to make the ceasefire agreement. It was meant to let civilians and rebels leave the city freely and safely. Buses were waiting to take people away. Turkey said it would set up temporary shelters for up to 80,000 refugees fleeing Aleppo. Officials on both sides of the conflict blamed each other for breaking the ceasefire agreement. Russia said the rebels attacked Syrian government positions. Turkey said that government forces attacked first. A human rights group in Syria said airplanes bombed the small section of Aleppo, still controlled by those opposing Assad. The United Nations said it received a report saying soldiers fighting for Assad killed 82 civilians on Monday. Lena Shammy herself continues to post messages and videos on Twitter. On Wednesday, she again urged her followers around the world to do something. And that's what's trending today. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
Christmas is December 25th. Many people celebrate the holiday around the world with special food, music, and gift exchanges. But the holiday can also be very busy and difficult. Sometimes it is hard to get into the spirit of Christmas. What can you do? Turn to tech. Apps, websites, videos, music, and more can help create a festive mood and spread the cheer.
Nothing spreads good cheer better than helping others. Start a holiday tradition with Random Acts of Christmas Kindness, or RACK, RAC. Racking does not have to be costly. The best gifts are often those that take the most thought and no money at all. For inspiration, check out Pinterest rack boards and rack pins. Also, check out rack webpages to get ideas for helping others. BatonRougeMoms.com has one.
Another, the Still Being Molly website, has a free rack advent calendar to download. The calendar is filled with ideas to spread cheer. It's the Rack Advent Calendar 2016. And the Kitty Matters website has 30 ideas for random acts of kindness you can do with children. Real estate website Zillow has a virtual tour of Santa's house at the North Pole. Head to Santa's house on Zillow and click on the video to see where Santa lives. The page includes information that can be found on Zillow pages about real houses, like age and number of rooms. You can also look at photos of the inside. Santa's house is not for sale, but you can still take the tour.
Holiday music can get you in a jolly spirit. The Christmas radio app can help you find seasonal songs. You can choose tunes from more than 100 internet radio stations and add favorites to your Spotify playlists. The app also lets you choose favorite themes and background colors. Fall asleep to Christmas music with the Sleep Timer. Music genres include Christmas pop, rock, classical, instrumental, jazz, and smooth. The app is free with in-app purchases available. Christmas Radio is available in the Google Play Store. The World Radio Station's Christmas iPhone and iPad app is a free app that broadcasts in 10 languages from 97 radio stations around the world. Search for music by language or by genre, such as jazz, classical, or music for children. World Radio Station's Christmas is available in the iTunes App Store. Spotify is filled with Christmas playlists. Search for Christmas music to find playlists or create your own.
Each year, the PNP website lets users create a free video with their gift wish lists for Santa. The videos are fun for children and adults. They can include the name of the person, the gift they want, photos, and whether they have been naughty or nice. Head to the PNP website to create a Santa video or download the PNP Santa app to create a video from a phone or tablet. To create the video, add a photo of yourself or someone else. Then add information about what you or they would like as a Christmas present. PNP will use it to create a personal video for free in just about 1 minute. After you create a video, you can share it with others via Facebook and email. Fans of Christmas and Facebook stickers will enjoy adding Christmas stickers to their Facebook messages. Add stickers such as Charlie Brown Christmas to messages you send on the Facebook website or in the Messenger app. Use the free stickers in Facebook messages to help your friends find the holiday spirit themselves. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Rick Hindman.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.